Hare Krishna. Question from Bhakta Peter. And it's not exactly a good question. In fact, we learned from this question how not to ask questions because it's extremely ill-informed and speculative. But for the sake of answering his question, as well as showing others what not to do, let's put it forward. He asks, how and why did Brahma steal the cowherd boys and girls from the spiritual world? First of all, if you read Krishna book, we'll realize that Brahma did not steal cowherd girls. It was only to do with cowherd boys, and it was not from the spiritual world, but as Krishna's pastimes here in the material world, which should be quite obvious because Brahma doesn't have any access to the spiritual world, what to speak of stealing living entities from there. So this took place here. Then he continues on his question, does this pastime represent us, conditioned souls, that maybe that's how we got here into the material world, by being stolen here by Brahma? No. That's not doesn't represent that. Unfortunately, we weren't the cowherd boys who were stolen by Brahma in Krishna's Leela. Those are Krishna's associates. We are here in this material world for a long time, and we're not here by Brahma's doing. We're here by our own doing and our own misdeeds. Why we are in the material world? We're in this material world because we turned our face from Krishna. Krishna bahir kahona bhogyavan chakari nikati amaya chara japati yatari. When we turn away from Krishna, in whatever condition we're in, then Maya Devi slaps us down, and here we are. Okay, next question. Tarun Krishna says, if milk is liquid religion, does it mean it's spiritual? No, it doesn't mean it's spiritual, but milk is the food most imbued, or imbues the mode of goodness. And because it imbues the mode of goodness, then it saturates the senses as well as the mind and intelligence with a quest for spiritual knowledge. It makes one most inclined to engage in spiritual activities. Religion is something still a little different from transcendental pure devotional service. There are so many other religious activities, but religion is conducive to spiritual life, and certainly consuming milk is very much so. Srila Prabhupada had very much emphasized and explained to us that the finer tissues of the brain are nourished, and then one becomes much more inclined, or that is open to and susceptible to inquiring about the higher purposes of life and trying to understand who I am. He also asks, I've heard that Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani without her ecstatic emotions because Lord Chaitanya took them. How does he function then? I've also heard that, but I've not heard it from Srila Prabhupada. Certainly, we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuti. He has the mood of Srimati Radharani. Just because he has the mood of Srimati Radharani, that doesn't mean that Srimati Radharani has lost her own mood. The nature of transcendental thing is Om Purnam Mada Purnamidam. Everything always remains perfect and complete. So even though Krishna takes on the mood of Srimati Radharani, Srimati Radharani doesn't become bereft of her loving ecstasies for Krishna. And that is the nature of transcendence. Jiva Goswami explains the same in the converse way, in how the different rasas also develop, the lower rasas being enriched by certain qualities and becoming a higher rasa. He points out, and Rupa Goswami also does the same. He points out that even though the rasas themselves become more and more enriched, but the original ones or the lower ones continue to remain. They don't lose their nature or lose their being. The example there is of boiling sugar cane juice, and it gets richer and richer and goes through different stages, ultimately becoming rock candy. So when it goes through its different phases, then the previous phase transforms into the next one and is lost. But spiritually speaking, that does not happen. It means that as the different phases of the sugar candy will take place, each previous phase continues to exist. And that's something that's inconceivable. Similarly, Srimati Radharani maintains her own bhava, even though Krishna has sort of robbed her of it, meaning that without her permission, he's entered into her heart and taken on her emotions. But still, she still remains the proprietress of those emotions nonetheless. Rajakumar says, I would be grateful if you could kindly explain a little about providence, fate, and how it's acting, what we can do about it, and how it relates to karma. This is also sort of a little misplaced question. Providence, fate are different words for karma. They're one and the same thing. There's not an issue of what's the relationship between them. But yastinda gopa matvendra maho swakarma. Everyone has karma, whether it be Indra or whether it be an ant. Everyone has the results of their past activities. And by the engagement in devotional service, one can actually destroy the karma at its very root, even prarabdha karma, even karma that is not as yet fructified. So Krishna says, aham tam sarva papebhyo, I will free you from all such sin and sinful reaction. And when Krishna talks about sinful reaction, he's not just talking about impious activities, but also pious activities. We need to be freed from that. And as we become more and more free from the results of our past activities, we actually regain our full free will, which means that we have the ability to sagudan samatitaitan, transcend the modes of material nature, because our karma keeps us trapped within these modes, and that way we can enter into the unfettered realm of transcendence. Govardhan Das, oh, Jagat Prabhu, oh, this must be Jagat Prabhu, who I know from UK. He has both these names. He has a long question, but it's to do with consuming ahimsa milk. And so I'm just going to refer him to previous podcasts on that. He asks why devotees argue that eating store-bought milk, non-ahimsa milk, is beneficial for the cow and the calves involved. Maybe there's some benefit, however, I don't think that that benefit is necessarily a excuse for us to continue living on store-bought milk, but rather we should do what Srila Prabhupada had wanted us to do and have our own farms, have as many cows as possible, and provide all the milk and dairy product that our devotees, temples, restaurants, etc. Need. That was Srila Prabhupada's desire. No doubt that animals become also benefited by when their leather is used for shoes, which are worn on the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Nonetheless, Srila Prabhupada encouraged us not to wear leather shoes. So, of course, drinking of milk is in somewhat of a different category, but it's not a transcendent category. It's not a category that transcends trying to do the right thing. And he also asks whether the GBC is passing any resolutions about this, and the answer is yes. The GBC has accepted that the ahimsa milk is what Srila Prabhupada wanted the devotees to consume, that the ideal direction of the society is that we have farms and that our farms provide all the milk products the devotees of temples need. And the GBC is also working further in order to facilitate this and re-emphasize the real importance of our farming communities in being true to both our principles as well as the Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Hare Krishna.